Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, September 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, some local warrants today in Hardy County. Herman Eugene Patterson has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of firearm or ammunition by convicted felon and attempted trafficking in oxycodone. And Mario Gomez Padishtan has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of fraudulent ID card and giving false identification to law enforcement. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events tomorrow, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Haines City and take on the Hornets in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. And if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Wauchula Police Department is still accepting applications for a full-time law enforcement officer. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor for the HIPPE program, a high school diploma or GED. HIPPE curriculum experience and bilingual fluency are required. And St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for a patient care specialist. A high school diploma or GED and long-term care experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy MIDDAY at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out with intermittent clouds at a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds west-southwest at 16 miles per hour with gusts up to 21. Humidity is 74%. Extremely humid. The dew point 77. Your cloud cover is 61%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 21,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. Partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning and early afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon with highs around 90. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour and a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Friday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California apple growers are looking to expand business through exports as competition from other regions impacts the domestic market. The Golden State apple harvest, now underway, typically gives farmers a three-week jump on other regions with later harvests. This year, California growers are expected to produce 1.3 million 40-pound boxes of apples, down just slightly from last year. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service published an advance notice of proposed rulemaking to solicit comments and information regarding the labeling of meat and poultry products made using cultured cells derived from animals. In 2019, USDA and FDA announced a formal agreement to jointly oversee the production of human food products made using animal cell culture technology derived from the cells of livestock and poultry to ensure such products are safe, unadulterated, and truthfully labeled. Speaking before the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers, National Farmers Union Vice President Patty Edelberg said the nation's farmers must be heard when revising the definition of waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act. The Wisconsin dairy farmer explained that NFU members understand the importance of clean water and expressed their concerns about broadening the definition of what waters are considered jurisdictional. Edelberg asked for a sensible approach to environmental policy, one that protects the environment without unduly burdening farmers.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The American Farm Bureau Federation has a list for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack as the USDA works to solve supply chain problems caused by the pandemic. The list includes efforts to modernize the packing and processing sectors of meat production and flexibilities for agricultural haulers and the overall trucking industry. Also high on the Farm Bureau's list of possible solutions is that the USDA and Congress address workforce concerns, including program costs, year-round access to the H-2A visa program, program and to resolve ongoing trade concerns with China. Earlier this year, agricultural producers testified before the House Committee on Agriculture about supply chain challenges they face. Perry Cooper is executive director of the Georgia Organic Peanut Association. She says the organic grower in the Southeast faces the challenge of scale.
It's been very hard for us to incentivize folks to get certified when we can't certify the supply chain. There is just not a scale appropriate supply chain, and folks that are scale appropriate, there's no incentive or support for them to go through the certification process. That's been a huge barrier.
COVID-19 unveiled weaknesses in ag supply chains across the country. Consumers turned to small and local ag producers to fill the gaps, but small producers say they were unaware of programs designed to assist them.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A new pandemic low in the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits, 310,000 last week.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims dropped from a revised total of 345,000 the week before. The number of applications has fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. It's a reflection of the steady reopening of the economy after the pandemic recession.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wall Street moved higher in the aftermath of the weekly employment report. Economists say the market is also reacting to word the Biden administration will be taking steps aimed at boosting COVID vaccination rates. Ford Motor Company will cease auto production in India after logging accumulated operating losses of more than $2 billion over the past 10 years. A move cost 4,000 jobs. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The San Francisco Giants have increased their lead atop the NL West 2 games over L.A. The Giants are 40 games over 500 after putting together a 4-run ninth at a 7-4 victory at Colorado. San Francisco shortstop Brandon Crawford, who homered and had 3 RBIs, says it was important to take the series after winning 2 of 3 from the Dodgers last weekend.
I think there are times where you could kind of let off the gas a little bit after a series like that. So for us to come out here and play really good baseball against a team that plays really well at home is a good thing for us.
Cardinals did the Giants favor by beating the Dodgers 5-4. Washington down Atlanta 4-2. The Phillies stay 2.5 behind the East leading Braves as they lost to Milwaukee 4-3. The Brewers extended their lead to 12 games atop the NL Central over Cincinnati, which lost 4-1 to Chicago, with San Diego beating the LA Angels 8-5. The Padres lead the Reds by 1 game for the final NL wildcard spot. Miami was a 2-1 winner over the New York Mets. This is SRN Sports. Seattle pulled within 5.5 games of AL West leader Houston down to the Astros 8-5 after using 7 relievers who allowed 6 runs over 5 innings. Astros manager Dusty Baker says he'd like to give his bullpen a break.
We're going into a streak where we play a lot of consecutive games. You know, they're going to be working probably a lot. We need to, you know, some innings out of our starters.
Boston tripped up AL East leader Tampa Bay 2-1 while New York was losing to Toronto 6-3. Yanks skipper Aaron Boone and his team losing 9 of 11 to drop out of the first wild card spot for the first time since early August.
We know we have the guys capable, but we got to get it done. I mean, it's a little bit of a broken record this week. I understand that, but we got to get this thing turned around and believe we will.
Yankees now half game behind wild card leader Boston. The Blue Jays with 7 wins in a row are just 1.5 games behind New York. Oakland beat Central leader Chicago 5-1. It was Minnesota 3-0 over Cleveland. Baltimore 9, Kansas City 8. Interleague action, Texas 8, Arizona 5, and Detroit 5-1 over Pittsburgh. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you can't stop in and see them, you can always go online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I don't have a soda gut. I like to give my abs a protective covering. You know, tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay safe, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.